sly. Kill a cold mill, a blue moon, red stripe. Natter dare don't matter to me. Cause though nothing tastes better than free, yeah, the beer's on me.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. On the campus of UCLA, police lining up opposite those who have set up encampments in support of Palestinians in Gaza. In some cases, officers in riot gear are moving in to dismantle the tents. ABC's Trevor Ault is there.
This was declared an unlawful gathering. They're firing flashbangs over the crowd. They've been methodically pulling it apart. We've seen some protesters who have been held in zip ties. Now, I spoke with some demonstrators yesterday, and they told me that they wouldn't fight back, but that was specifically against counter-demonstrators.
The police action occurring about 24 hours after counter-protesters had faced off against those who had set up the encampment. The students say they want their school to stop doing business with Israel and companies they say support the war in Gaza. The United Nations estimates that even if the war stopped right now, it would take at least until the year 2040 to rebuild all the homes in Gaza that have been destroyed. Donald Trump facing the prospect of another contempt of court charge and additional sanctions in his criminal hush money case later today. This is ABC News. At least six people, including four children, hurt in a drive-by shooting in Fort Worth, Texas.
The attack was sudden and apparently unprovoked. A car sped into an apartment complex parking lot, and either the driver or a passenger or both started shooting, hitting six people. The youngest victim is three.
I'm a parent myself. I can only imagine how heart-wrenching this would be for a parent, for their child to be shot.
Fort Worth Police Chief Neil Noakes is looking for suspects and a motive. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
In Chicago, police have arrested a suspect in the murder of a police officer shot while on his way home from his shift. Tests on beef for bird flu are in.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture said it tested 30 samples of ground beef in states where dairy cattle had tested positive for bird flu, finding no fragments of the virus. USDA says this reaffirms that the meat supply is safe.
ABC's Richard Cantu, a new scientific study confirming cold beer does taste better. Chinese researchers say the best temperature, 41 degrees. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their health care premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Law enforcement says an active shooter threat has been neutralized outside a middle school in Mount Horeb, just west of Madison. The person was detained outside the building. Nobody was hurt except the alleged assailant. An emergency alert was sent to phones in the community late in the morning that warned people about the situation. Donald Trump campaigning in Waukesha, downplaying charges against him in a series of indictments that have kept him off the campaign trail.
Well, you know, they're trying this weaponization of the Justice Department stuff. So far, that hasn't been working too well because we have the highest poll numbers we've ever had. People get it.
The Emerson College survey finds 47% of registered voters in Wisconsin support Donald Trump, while 45% back President Biden when the two go head to head. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Attention customers of the Fifield Sanitary District, flushing of hydrants and mains is scheduled for Saturday, May 4th to begin at approximately 7 a.m. If necessary, rain date will be Sunday, May 5th. It is recommended that you refrain from doing laundry at that time. Depending on where you are located, you may experience a drop in water pressure during that time. Again, that is Saturday, May 4th to begin at approximately 7 a.m.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices.
Linda M. Doka, 77, Milwaukee, died on Saturday, April 27th. She is survived by her daughters, Antoinette Tony Slack and Kimberly Labicki, further survived by grandchildren along with numerous nieces, nephews, and other loved ones. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Linda M. Doka, 77, Milwaukee. Patricia Ann Hammond, age 94, Park Falls, died on Sunday, April 28th at Park Manor Nursing Home, River's Edge in Park Falls. She is survived by her son, Larry, of Park Falls, by her son-in-law, and by her six grandchildren. Further survived by six great-grandchildren, along with two sisters, Virginia Stangle and Barbara Miltimore. Further survived by one brother, Jim Coram, and two sisters-in-law, and many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Private interment will take place at Nola Cemetery in Park Falls. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Patricia Ann Hammond, 94, Park Falls. Dwayne Gruby, age 75, passed away on March 12th in Phoenix, Arizona. Dwayne is survived by his best friend and wife of nearly 25 years, Bonnie Gruby, by his children, Chad Gruby of Tomahawk, by Cammie Dallacher of Rochester, by Sherry Meyer of Eau Claire, by Brad Meskel of Phillips, and by Valerie Anderson of Eau Claire, further survived by six grandchildren. Dwayne's memorial service will be held Saturday, May 11th at St. Teresa Lisieux Catholic Church, Lake Avenue in Phillips, with visitation beginning at 9 a.m. Memorial service begins at 11 a.m. and a social will follow in the hall at the church. This has been the funeral notice for Dwayne Gruby, age 75. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Is your current career a pain in the glass? Tired of working at a boring job with no excitement or extra cash? Well, listen up. Sierra Pacific is hiring. Sierra Pacific currently has crew member openings for their first, second, and weekend shifts. Take your pick of a 4-day, 10-hour shift with possible overtime on Fridays or work 3 12-hour days on their weekend shift. Both come with excellent benefits and they offer great starting pay. And you can earn a $1,500 hiring bonus your first year. Join the Sierra Pacific team today and start making that extra dough while also helping the world see clearly. Open your window of opportunity and apply in person or explore careers at Sierra Pacific Windows in either Medford or Merrill online at SPI-IND.com/careers. Sierra Pacific is an equal opportunity employer, including those with a disability and veterans.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Cloudy today with rain likely this afternoon into this evening. We may end up with a quarter inch or more by the time everything winds down here later tonight. 54 our high, the wind out of the east at 10 to 20. Tonight, little patchy fog, rain ending, and then gradually clearing after midnight. 41 the low. Tomorrow, sunshine, warmer, high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
Are you ready for golf season? Hi, Andrea here from Westwood Golf Course and Sanchez Bar and Grill. Our award-winning course will be reopening on May 1st. Please be sure to call for available tee times. We have openings on our Tuesday and Thursday men's leagues and also for our new mixed / couples league on Sundays. If you are interested in any of the leagues, please stop in to get more info. We are opening with an all-new menu featuring fresh burgers, salads, sandwiches and wraps, our homemade pizza, and a great list of appetizers to start you off. Friday fish fry, prime rib and steaks are all a part of our new menu. Stop in and see us soon. Golf Course Road is a short drive off of Highway 13 on County Road F.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Brewers head to Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have the day off before facing the Cubs tomorrow at Wrigley Field. Milwaukee with a half-game lead over Chicago. The Brewers' Willy Adames with 3 home runs and 8 RBI in just the last 2 days on how his team is in first place when no one thought they'd be this good.
It's amazing. It's amazing. I mean, you know, we always been battling the whole year. We never give up, and I guess that tells you, you know, how good of a team we are. You know, we always playing hard, you know, battling and, you know, just trying to win some games. And for us to bounce back after that Yankees series, I think it was huge. You know, now going on the road, facing the Cubs, you know, hopefully we can, you know, go there and do the same thing.
NBA Game 6. The Bucks down 3-2 to the Pacers tonight in Indy. Dame and Giannis doubtful again. Doc Rivers on how Chris Middleton has performed.
He's been amazing. Chris was on both ends, played a lot of minutes, wanted to stay in. He gave us everything.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sometimes you need something to, you know, to wake you up in the morning. It's a good one.
98Q Country.
It's a problem plaguing America. People who kind of get creeped out when people sing to them.
I was at a Mexican restaurant. It started out just the one waiter. Before I knew it, it was 3 waiters, a busboy, and then the chef. It was supposed to be romantic, but it was horrible.
Well, luckily, there's help with the People Who Hate It When People Sing to Them support group.
Hi, my name's Shannon.
Hi, Shannon.
And it's my birthday today. Please don't sing to me. Please don't.
There won't be any of that here.
Thank goodness.
The People Who Hate It When People Sing to Them support group.
Twinkle, twinkle, little
star. Stop it! Oh, what's the number for that support group?
See you soon.
I always turn them on first thing in the morning.
98Q Country.
To
Country.
I'm the son.
At 98 Q Country. Good Thursday to you, and a cloudy, wet one here with temperatures making it probably about 49, right? 43 right now. It's just going to be one of those soakers today. I don't think we have much of a chance for anything as far as sunshine and all that stuff. And with that said, it'll probably be sunny here in about 20 minutes. But it looks to be a soaker. The weekend is going to be warmer. We know that for sure. But will it still be wet? That is the question, you're saying, for the fishing opener, Joel. Well, the fishing opener Saturday calling for a high of 54 with just a 25% chance of rain. Chances of rain actually after today are very minimal right through Monday. So we should be pretty good. Pretty good for the weekend. 70 tomorrow. And then a little bit cooler fishing opener Saturday, 54. Into the 60s for both Sunday, Monday. Not looking good for our local game today, Rib Lake and Phillips. If they do move that game, we'll have the complete Bucks game for you. If they do find a way to play that, we'll bring you Rib Lake hosting Phillips softball, and then we'll bring you the Bucks in progress after. But everything's kind of pointing towards some of these games like that one being moved to tomorrow probably. We'll wait for the official word on that here today. Well, get on into your Park Falls BP, get your day going, get some cappuccino, get some coffee, get some snacks, get your day moving at your local Park Falls BP right next to McDonald's here, Highway 13 in Park Falls. We chatted fishing yesterday with Craig from Bader Sports Center and the big fishing opener. When you need all the stuff to get your day, get your weekend fishing-wise moving, that's where you go. You go on into Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13, there, right next to Pick and Save in Phillips. We had a busy reality radio yesterday. We're working on getting that archive for you, for those of you who wanted to listen back. So we kind of blew off our new segment called Dust It Off. So we're going to do that in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. I've been going through a lot of old audio cassettes and CDs and finding some classic stuff from some regional and local artists. So we're going to feature a little Frankie Barocca on our Dust It Off coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. What else we have here? Dave & Buster's is going to allow betting on arcade games. So Dave & Buster's is a place where it's kind of like the old Chuck E. Cheese. You've got video games in there and all kinds of stuff. So now you can go to a Dave & Buster's in this world of you can bet on anything, anytime, anywhere, and you can actually bet on arcade games and wager on playing arcade games. Jeez. It's a good thing we're not letting the minors do that. Well, wait a minute. That's probably coming. It's just amazing. I watch ESPN or any of the Fox TV or any of the sports TV channels, and it still absolutely flabbergasts me to see during the broadcast of the game on the bottom of the screen betting odds on other games and even the game going on. It's just absolutely incredible. Did you hear that Mike Tyson's going to box again? He's 50, what is he, 57? He's got a boxing match coming up against one of the Paul boys. So that should be interesting. Applebee's is bringing back the $1 margarita for Cinco de Mayo. Well, there's good news. See, he said you never get any good news. There's some good news for you right there. Let's get to twice an hour news and sports. Your morning, guys, kind of limping along a little bit here. Caught a little bit of that cold, that thing that's going around with everybody. So we're here, but we're doing what we can to get through it. So let's turn it over to ABC and our civic crew for our twice an hour news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston on the campus of UCLA. Police lining up opposite those who have set up encampments in support of Palestinians in Gaza. In some cases, officers in riot gear are moving in to dismantle the tents. ABC's Trevor Ault is there.
This was declared an unlawful gathering. They're firing flashbangs over the crowd. They've been methodically pulling it apart. We've seen some protesters who have been held in zip ties. Now, I spoke with some demonstrators yesterday, and they told me that they wouldn't fight back, but that was specifically against counter-demonstrators.
The police action occurring about 24 hours after counter-protesters had faced off against those who had set up the encampment. The students say they want their school to stop doing business with Israel and companies they say support the war in Gaza. The United Nations estimates that even if the war stopped right now, it would take at least until the year 2040 to rebuild all the homes in Gaza that have been destroyed. Donald Trump facing the prospect of another contempt of court charge and additional sanctions in his criminal hush money case later today. This is ABC News.
News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Police in riot gear have moved in on protesters at the UW-Madison campus. Police started arresting protesters and escorting them off Library Mall after 8 this morning. Hundreds of protesters, mostly students, are calling on the UW to cut ties to Israel. 20% of Americans age 50 and older have not saved for retirement. That's according to new research from the AARP. Spokesman Jim Flaherty says Wisconsin could be more affordable to more seniors.
Let's have an infrastructure that makes drugs affordable, that makes healthcare affordable, that makes retirement savings something that's part of their plan, and that'll keep Wisconsinites here.
57 million Americans don't have access to a retirement plan through work. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Attention customers of the Fifield Sanitary District. Flushing of hydrants and mains is scheduled for Saturday, May 4th to begin at approximately 7 a.m. If necessary, rain date will be Sunday, May 5th. It is recommended that you refrain from doing laundry at that time. Depending on where you are located, you may experience a drop in water pressure during that time. Again, that is Saturday, May 4th to begin at approximately 7 a.m.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks in Game 6. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Pacers in Indy for Game 6 in their best-of-seven series. Milwaukee down 3-2 to the Pacers. Giannis and Damian Lillard, again listed as doubtful for tonight's game. Baseball. The Brewers' Willy Adames hit 2 home runs against his former team, the Tampa Bay Rays. One in the third, another in the seventh inning. Jeff Levering on Bally Sports.
Adames, center field, Rosarena back again, and
went on to win 7-1 to win the series. Manager Pat Murphy serving a 2-game suspension following Tuesday night's contest, so his assistant, Ricky Weeks, took over.
How soon in the day did you find out you were going to be managing this one?
About 20 minutes before the game. It's okay.
That's the Brewers' Ricky Weeks. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Now it's time.
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Q Country.
I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior?
short on time. I've been down every one in this county at least a couple thousand times. They can get these four wheels from A to B. All but they can't take me where you take me. You're the best thing since backwards, baby. Pedal to the metal with the windows down. Sunshine setting on a cross that saved me. Hanging from a rear view of rifter clouds. Too late, heaven's one hell of a view. But it ain't got nothing on you. Driving this good old country more crazy. You're the best thing since backwards, baby.
Country at 7:42. Looks like to be a cloudy and wet washout today. The weekend for the opener, fishing opener, looking really good. But today, good day to be a duck. We've got Kyle Cronin in our district administrator. How's that for an intro? District administrator of the Shawamigan Schools. How you doing, Kyle?
Well, Joel, you know I've been at several of the softball games this year.
Yeah.
And it might be a good day to be a duck at many of those that we've already had, or yeah, a flag.
Yeah.
Because it has been windy at just about every one of those.
Yeah, we got rid of that snow early, but man, the wind and just kind of the misty.
Yeah.
One of those days where it's not quite wet enough to cancel it, but you don't really want to be out there. But if you don't play it, then you got to at some point just go play it, right?
I think I saw 70 degrees coming up maybe on Monday. So
yeah, know. Maybe even on the maybe even this weekend one so, day. So well, not too bad.
Some positives. Well, we got a lot going on.
Yeah.
The busiest month of the school year, it seems like, anyways. And I think it is, Joel. Coming up this weekend, State Solo Ensemble for our band and choir students down at UW-Stevens Point from 8 to 4 on Saturday. We've got a community blood drive on Tuesday at the high school in the library. Again, we encourage folks, if they're able to, get out and donate blood. That will be from noon to 4 p.m., again, Tuesday the 7th.
All right.
We've got our students doing their AP testing, so their advanced placement testing in English and history and calculus. We've got our high school, middle school spring concert for our choir students in the auditorium and band students on the 15th of May at 7 p.m., so a couple weeks from now. We've got our Pops concert on May 19th at 2 p.m. in the gym, senior awards night on the 22nd, and graduation on the 25th. One thing I want to note, Joel, about the high school, U.S. News and World Report publishes a listing of best schools in America, best schools in each state.
Yeah.
And Shawamigan High School was ranked number 51 on the U.S. News and World Report ranking. North of Highway 8, I believe Turtle Lake is the only other, and they're on Highway 8.
Yeah,
and
right there.
And
yeah.
North of Highway 29, there may only be three total. I think our neighboring school on that made that top, really in that top list, would be Marshfield. But we were number 51 and really proud of that.
Yes, very good.
Those are based on test scores and graduation rates and all kinds of different things go into that. But just a great accolade for the high school.
Yeah. I wanted to hear the, what was it, the Newsweek you said that did it or something?
U.S. News and World Report.
Yeah, I wanted to hear I got to go online and see if I can find a video of them reporting and trying to pronounce the school. That's what I want to see. Only we know how to say it.
So a lot of hard work by our students, our staff, certainly support of the parents and the school board. So, just a lot goes into that.
Yeah.
Shawamigan North Campus tonight, their Fine Arts Festival in Glidden, starting at 5 p.m. Band and choir concert at 7. Tomorrow, the Spring Glidden Elementary concert at 2:30. We got an 8th grade class trip going out later in the month, and 8th grade graduation on the 28th. Park Falls Elementary School, they want to give a shout out, and so does North Campus, to the Book Blast for helping make that a success, and providing library books for each student to receive a book to keep. Park Falls Elementary Spring Concert for their music students is on May 10th at 1 o'clock. And that's for the 4-year-old kindergarten through the second, and 2:15 for grades 3, 4, and 5. May 16th, 4th grade field trip to United Pride Dairy. And the 17th, we've got a 3rd grade field trip to Coolidge Springs. On the 23rd, the 5th grade going to the Waters. And the 24th, the 1st and 2nd grade to Wildwood. And 4th grade going out to the Waters on the 24th. So a lot of trips coming up for our elementary students. A couple of recruiting notes. We're continuing to look for a bilingual, bicultural, or English as a second language teacher, middle school teacher, early learning center assistant teachers. We want to encourage everybody to watch for children out on the roads when they're driving in the mornings.
Yes.
A couple of notes on our sports. Softball and baseball tomorrow, or no, that we already played those games on Tuesday. We did the doubleheader.
Doubled up. That was a good move.
Doubleheader. I was going to say we were going to be against Athens tonight, but no, that was last week.
Yeah.
Track and field are at Rib Lake tomorrow. Softball and baseball at Stratford tomorrow. And then on Saturday, I'm skipping down here. Monday, May 6th, baseball at Ironwood, softball versus Drummond. The 7th baseball and softball versus Rib Lake. So quite a bit going on, Joel.
Coming up on tournament time, too. We're winding her down. The seniors are flipping the numbers each morning, taking one off the wall.
Yes, they are. Yes.
Thank you, Kyle.
Have a great day.
Thanks for taking time to join us. Kyle Cronin, he's our district administrator for the Shawamigan Schools. Nice enough to join us Thursday mornings just to give us an update on what's happening at our Shawamigan Schools. Yeah, things not looking good for games scheduled today. We're supposed to have Rib Lake at hosting Phillips softball. We'll see if they have that. We know we'll have the Bucks tonight. It's a big game, 6. Giannis and Dame, it doesn't look like, it didn't sound promising that they would be on the floor. Yeah, I heard one report say they're going to try to get through another one without him. If they can find a way, if the Bucks can somehow find a way to get through this before, until Dame and Giannis get back on the floor, you got a feeling that they could be really good and have a shot, but Game 6 in Indiana tonight. 5 o'clock is our pregame. 5:30 is the tap. We'll either have the whole game for you, or we'll join it in progress after our local game, pending whether that gets rained out today.
DQ presents how to officially start your summer. Step 1, head to the perfect spot to kick off the season, DQ. Step 2, try the new Summer Blizzard menu. I mean, summer is right there in the name. And step 3, dig into flavors like new peanut butter cookie dough party, new picnic peach cobbler, and more. Because with treats like these, every bite feels like you're starting summer off right. But don't wait. These flavors are only around as long as summer is. Make the season official with a new Summer Blizzard menu, only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-2706. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Cloudy today with rain likely this afternoon into this evening. We may end up with a quarter inch or more by the time everything winds down here later tonight. 54 our high, the wind out of the east at 10 to 20. Tonight, little patchy fog, rain ending and then gradually clearing after midnight. 41 the low. Tomorrow, sunshine, warmer, high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
Love this radio station.
This is
98Q Country.
Yo, mouth. I got my windows down and my blinders on. Radio set to my favorite song. All green lights on the road I'm on, man. There ain't no doubt I'm getting them good vibes. I'm living this good life. I'm breathing on God's time. And I ain't gonna waste one breath. I'm soaking it long up. I got me a full cup. And there ain't nothing gonna spill it. Nothing gonna kill it. Waving them.
For the rest of your life, greener grass in the yard next door, over shined up Chevy, little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got still not enough. Think about happiness I found is, but don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I found is,
like knives and swords and weapons that you use against me. You have knocked me off my feet again, got me feeling like a nothing. You, with your voice like nails on a chalkboard, calling me out when I'm wounded. You, picking on the weaker man. You can take me